November 2006 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission to order. I'd like to ask Mr. Kyle Schick to give the invocation, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Mr. Carl Joseph. Please stand.
Heavenly Father, on this Thanksgiving, we'd like to give thanks for your bounties, and we would like to ask for your forgiveness in attempting to keep this resource for our future children and for nature and for yourself, and help us and guide us to protect us so we can do better for you and for our Mother Earth. And we'd like to give most of all thanks for life itself. Amen.
Amen.
Please face the flag and join me in reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome you to the November 2006 meeting of the Marine Resources Commission. We realize that everyone in here has an important issue that's before the commission today. We do have a very aggressive agenda, and I want to tell you that this commission does not believe that repetition equates to reinforcement. So please, if you've got something to say, be brief. If someone is behind you has the same thing to say and you want to say that I agree with the person in front of me, there's nothing wrong with that. We understand that as well. While this is not a court of law, this is a quasi-judicial body, the decisions of this board are appealable to the circuit court. Therefore, you'll be asked to come forward, state your name, and whom you represent. You've had the agenda before you, members of the board. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Mr. Grab.
We're removing item 2A. The applicant's not sure they want to proceed with that modification.
Item 2A is removed. Any member of the board have an addition or deletion to the agenda? Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to add as item 20 a discussion of the spiny dogfish fishery to consider an emergency regulation.
So noted. Any member of the staff further have any addition or deletions? I'll take a motion on the agenda as amended.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve the agenda as amended.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries. At this time, I'd like to swear in the staff and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you'll give be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Be seated, please. You've had the minutes of the previous agenda. Are there any corrections, deletions, or any problems with the minutes as posted? If none, I'll entertain a motion.
Move to approve as presented.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Bowden. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Let the record reflect also that we do have a quorum. Mr. McCluskey will not be able to be in attendance today. Item 2, permits over $50,000 with no objection with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Mr. Bowman, members of the commission, good morning.
Good morning,
As sir. The agenda indicates, we have three, with the deletion of 2A, three page two items to present to you. As it indicates, these are those projects in excess of $50,000 cost, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received. The staff is recommending approval. Very briefly, 2B, Transcontinental Gas Pipelines, requesting authorization to install a 42-inch diameter looping pipeline 5 feet below multiple stream crossings in Pennsylvania County, Whipping Creek in Campbell County, and to replace a 30-inch pipeline with a new 42-inch pipeline at two stream crossings in Fairfax County. We are recommending a royalty in the amount of $1,476 for those encroachments under state-owned bottom at the rate of $3 per linear foot. We're also requesting the incorporation of a time-of-year restriction for the crossing of Whipping Creek in Campbell County of the period of March 15th to May 31st, and that would be to account for the presence of the orange fin mad tom. 2C, James K. Hamilton et al. Is requesting authorization to install 42-foot-long by 30-foot-wide bridge culvert that will impact 1,260 square feet of Cabin Run in Warren County. They will be installing a temporary cofferdam and bypass system. In this case, we're recommending a royalty of $1,890 for the encroachment over 1,260 square feet of state-owned bottom at $1.50 per square foot. And finally, 2D, Ogorchok Limit LLC is requesting authorization to construct 2 6-foot-wide travel lift piers that will extend 250 feet, channel to mean low water, to breasting dolphins, 116 feet of low-profile freestanding marsh toe stabilization bulkhead, and to dredge 6,780 cubic yards of state-owned material to provide depths of minus 9 feet mean low water adjacent to their barge loading facility along the southern branch of Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. All of the dredge material will be transported to Craney Island for rehandling or the rehandling basin for disposal. We are recommending a royalty of $5,788 for the encroachment at a rate of $2 per square foot given the commercial nature, and $3,051 for the dredging at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard, which is our standard fee. With that, our members and my staff would try to answer any questions you might have.
Any questions for Mr. Grab or staff?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Fox.
Item 2C, what is the purpose of Mr. Hamilton's project?
I'm sure it's access, but...
Ms. Gallup, could you come up here, please? The recording secretary has whispered good counsel in my ear that we need to come to the microphone, so make sure it gets on there.
It's the driveway.
To his personal house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Any other questions for staff or Mr. Grab? Thank you, Bob. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience pro or con on items 2, B, C, or D? Seeing none, the matter is before the commission for action.
Mr. Chairman, move to approve items 2B through 2D.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Robbins, seconded by Mr. Schick. Any further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene in closed meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection A, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to agenda item number 13.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. We will be in closed session for a very, very brief period of time and back as soon as we possibly can. Thank you. This is commission back into order. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Whereas the commission has convened a closed meeting on this date pursuant to an affirmative recorded vote, in accordance with the provisions of the Virginia Freedom of Information Act, and whereas Section 2.2-3712D of the Code of Virginia requires a certification by this Commission that such closed meeting was conducted in conformity with Virginia law, now therefore the Commission hereby certifies that, to the best of each member's knowledge, one, only public business matters lawfully exempted from open meeting requirements under Virginia law, and two, only such public business matters as were identified in the motion by which the closed meeting was convened were heard, discussed, or considered in the closed meeting by the Commission.
Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Holland. Mr. Bowden?
Aye.
Mr. Fox?
Aye.
Mr. Holland?
Aye.
Dr. McConaughey?
Aye.
Mr. McCleskey is absent. Mr. Robbins?
Aye.
Mr. Schick?
Aye.
Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. Yeah. The item that we discussed in closed session is item 13, commission consideration of draft and deed resolution for conveyance authorized by Chapter 201, Acts of Assembly 2006. I've been advised by my legal counsel who will be presenting this matter that it shouldn't take but several minutes to take care of. Is there anyone in the audience in opposition to commission consideration of draft deed and draft resolution for conveyance authorized by Chapter 201, Acts of Assembly 2006, specifically involving the Jerry Ferguson deed? Is there anyone in the audience in opposition? I'd like to entertain a motion to amend the agenda one further time.
Mr. Chairman, move to amend to take item number 13 first.
Second. Item number 13 is moved up under closed session. Mr. Josephson.
Mr. Commissioner, Associate Commissioners, in item 13, you have both the draft deed.
Real quick. Dave, second to the motion.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
And this has been sent to you ahead of time. There is also a resolution, and the idea, the intention is for the commission to adopt and approve by motion this resolution, which says that basically it authorizes the conveyance of this property in accordance with the deed and authorizes the commissioner to execute it on behalf of the commission. Subsequent to approval of the deed, the approval of form by the Attorney General and approval of the deed by the governor. And it says that the commission deems the conditions in the deed of conveyance to be proper. And that's it.
Well, this is the first one of these that I've had. What do we need, a motion to accept the...
A motion to adopt the resolution.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Motion made to approve the, or adopt the resolution by Mr. Holland. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion carries unanimously. Any further execution needed at this time?
Not at this time. What I have to
Mr. Breeden, do you have a question?
No, I just have an important comment. Mr. Commissioner, members of the commission, these are oysters off of Butolo, which I ate last night, and I couldn't help but think when Mr. Schick was giving thanks.
That item's on the agenda about 4 this afternoon, if you want to save for it.
And I ate both dozen of them last night. I should have brought you all some, but I didn't. Thank
Beautiful.
You very much.
Thank
nice
you.
Nice to see you all.
That's Jim Breeden.
D-R-E-E-D-E-N.
Counsel for Mr. Ferguson.